Have you ever met someone who drives you absolutely crazy, only to find yourself inexplicably drawn to them? This is precisely what happens to Bailey and Charlie, whose journey begins with mutual irritation at the Fairbanks airport. Bailey, emotional after saying goodbye to her father and preparing to move to Nebraska with her recently separated mother, encounters Charlie making out with his girlfriend in the security line. Their antagonism escalates when Charlie cuts in line at boarding, mockingly repeating Bailey's words back to her. When they discover they're seated next to each other on the plane, their dismay is palpable. Charlie interrupts Bailey's careful attention to the safety demonstration with morbid commentary, while Bailey labels him the biggest cynic she's ever met. Despite their hostility, they notice details about each other that suggest a deeper connection than either would care to admit. 2 years after their flight, Bailey spots Charlie at a local movie theater while on a date with her boyfriend, Zach. Their brief interaction carries an emotional charge that suggests unfinished business between them. Charlie immediately begins teasing her about Zach's poofy hair and baby Gap sweater, yet shows surprising insight when he asks how many solo flights Bailey has taken since they met, correctly guessing her custody situation. Despite Bailey being the same uptight weirdo from the flight, Charlie's drawn to her transparency. She's an open book whose thoughts are plainly visible on her face. In a world of people playing mind games, Bailey's lack of pretense is refreshing. Bailey and Charlie reunite as co-workers at Planet Fun, an entertainment venue. Both recently single, they find themselves grouped together in administrative roles for scoring high in professionalism but low on fun. Their relationship shifts when Charlie invites Bailey to lunch at a hidden pub. Despite finding her annoying, Charlie's drawn to the slight sparkle in her eyes, like she's always expecting magic to appear. Their conversation turns personal when Bailey confides about her parents' divorce. Charlie calls her type A and repressed, while she admits, "You're kind of my hero," despite not liking him. Their friendship deepens when Bailey impulsively texts Charlie about wanting to kill her mother's boyfriend. Charlie calls instead, advising her not to surrender her territory. This establishes a pattern of turning to each other during vulnerable moments. Bailey's situation worsens when she encounters her mother's boyfriend, Scott, half-dressed in their kitchen, and discovers his daughter is Christy Hall, a girl who despises her from school. These parallel family intrusions strengthen their bond, both dealing with unwanted step figures in their lives. The relationship evolves into a unique blend of antagonism and genuine support. They still bicker, but now while offering real emotional connection. The relationship shifts dramatically when Bailey's friend Nikesa is grounded and can't join Bailey on a trip to Breckenridge with her mother and Scott. To avoid being alone with them, Bailey invites Charlie instead, planning to pretend date him to create tension. During their road trip, they bond through silly competitions, and when Charlie drops his keys in a urinal, Bailey helps him without questioning his germophobia. Upon arrival, Bailey faces her mother's anger about the switch. When Charlie takes her hand to start their charade, Bailey is startled by the unexpected electricity between them. Their staged kiss quickly intensifies when Charlie nibbles her bottom lip, giving her a passionate kiss that makes Bailey forget they're only pretending. While her mom and Scott go skiing, Bailey and Charlie spend a day hiking and later enjoy a playful dinner at a steakhouse. That night, on the pullout sofa, they share frustrations about their distant fathers. When Bailey admits fearing she'll forget what her father looks like, Charlie calls her honey with such tenderness she nearly tears up. This vulnerability leads to an unplanned kiss that feels genuinely real. The next day, Charlie dismissively says, "Sometimes shit happens," about the kiss, appearing unaffected. Later, they rescue a stranded kitten, with Charlie showing a tender side that forces Bailey to acknowledge her deepening feelings for him. Their connection becomes transformative, helping each overcome their personal limitations. Bailey begins to embrace Charlie's "shit happens" philosophy to stop overthinking everything, while Charlie allows himself moments of genuine tenderness that contradict his cynical worldview. On the drive home, Bailey suggests they both start dating other people, proposing a double date with her friend Dana and his friend Eli. At the bowling alley double date, Bailey is distracted by Charlie's appearance while struggling to connect with Eli. Later, Bailey's world is shattered when Scott proposes to her mother at a restaurant. She flees in tears, texting Charlie for rescue. He immediately abandons his party plans, picking her up from Walgreens and taking her to his apartment. There, he creates the perfect distraction, building a blanket fort, ordering ice cream delivery, and putting on terrible movies. As they lie side by side eating ice cream, Charlie confesses he has more than co-workerly feelings for her. They kiss passionately in the blanket fort until Charlie suggests they stop and get some sleep. However, Bailey wakes up to discover Charlie gone, leaving just a terse note. Had to run, just let yourself out. When he continues ignoring her texts, she realizes he's deliberately ghosting her. Charlie internally acknowledges he feels like an absolute asshole, but justifies his behavior as protecting their friendship. Despite their genuine connection, Charlie's fear of vulnerability and Bailey's fear of rejection create a seemingly insurmountable barrier. At the fall formal, Bailey attends with Nikesa instead of Charlie. Scott surprises Bailey by sharing his understanding of her discomfort, having experienced his parents' divorce at 14, and promises to make their new home feel like hers. Bailey realizes she no longer has feelings for her ex Zach and leaves early, only to find Charlie outside in a suit trying to get past security. He confesses he was afraid of losing her friendship if they dated and broke up. He even brought Puffball, offering his beloved cat as proof he wouldn't disappear again. When Bailey asks why he canceled his party to drive her home, he simply says, "Because you needed me." Charlie realizes loving Bailey isn't even a risk. Every minute with her is worth any potential heartbreak. In the epilogue, during her mother's wedding reception at Planet Fun, Charlie and Bailey slow dance, reminiscing about their first meeting. Charlie notes that while they technically met at the Fairbanks Airport, Planet Fun is where Charlie met Bailey, where they truly became friends. They exchange I love yous with their special nicknames intact, celebrating how their relationship evolved from friendship to love. Their story reminds us that sometimes the people who challenge us most are exactly who we need. Love isn't about finding someone perfect, it's about finding someone whose imperfections complement our own. The greatest risk isn't taking a chance on someone who drives you crazy, but never discovering how that initial irritation might transform into something beautiful.